Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Hello, everybody. This is Gia Clark. Pat McDowell is not here today. So welcome to the call. For those of you who did not get her email, today we're going to have John Waller. John, are you there?
Speaking.
Okay. Well, I'm sure many of you have heard John on the call before. He's called the Born Whole Guy. And John, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. How long you want that to be? Hi, Gia. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, America. My name is John Waller, and no stranger to the Blogspot show. Sales guy for about 35, 40 years. That's about it. Go ahead, Gia. I'll let you rock.
So, you know, there was this beautiful blog that she puts out there, and she says that that you have been in network marketing for 23 years. Is that correct?
No, I've been, on and off, yeah. At least that long, actually since the 70s. So I was involved in the A word back in the 70s. So it's actually longer than that. It spans the like wild world of sports, you know, spanning the globe. It spans decades. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's, and I'm sure you have a lot of experience and a lot of information that you can help us with. So he's here today, John is here today to share some ideas with you to help maximize your efforts to create the best business that you can. John, this is a free-for-all, so what topic would you like to discuss?
Good. I've got a PowerPoint. I've got a bunch of notes that I'm going to send out to the listeners. Good question. I kind of had a thought today about like maybe like a Larry King like Open Phone America, we could do that. But I've got a bunch of stuff. I was going to talk about goal setting and course correction because last Tuesday, Gia, was the official start of quarter three of 2014, and it'll never happen again. This year is never going to happen again, and quarter three 2014 is never going to happen again. So it's kind of a landmark day, and that's how you have to look at your business. Is you need to you have to look at it like you would eat an elephant. You have to break it down, okay? You eat an elephant by one bite at a time, and you build your business one quarter or one month, one week, one day at a time. And so I've got some ideas for the listeners. So before we get started, yeah, so this is called, and those of you that don't like to take notes, if you want to just listen and play along and be involved, as usual, I've got these notes all written down for you, so I can email this PowerPoint to you so you don't have to take any notes. So you can just do a commando and just listen and enjoy. So,
that's awesome.
You know, this is called goal setting and course correction. Say hello to my little friend, quarter three. So I have a free gift for the nine of you out there that are listening who will stay on to the end of tonight's call. If you'll do me a favor, and ladies and gentlemen that are out there, and send me a text to 408-679-4050. It's the only work I'm going to ask you to do on this 30-minute call. Send me a text to 408-679-4050 and just say, hi, John. That way I know you're on the call. And I've got a gift for all of you that are out there tonight, which I'll go over at the end of the call. So, okay, so mid-year is a great time. So it's quarter three, but it's also mid-year, Gia, through the year. We're 181 days plus 6 or 7 days into the year. So mid-year is a great time to see where you're at. Last Tuesday, like I said, last Tuesday was the first day of quarter three, 2014. This is a great opportunity for you and your teams to see where you are as far as your goals are concerned. You need to see what you've done for the last 181 days. What's worked? What hasn't worked? Who hasn't worked? What can you do better? Can you do without? Or who can you do without? You know, a lot of people in network marketing make the mistake of spending time on people that they shouldn't spend any time with. Your rule of thumb, ladies, is the people that contact you and want your time is your only inventory. Forget about the lotions and the potions and all the stuff you guys sell and the 9,000 things that are in the catalogs. Your only inventory is your clock, your time. You have to be selfish with it. You have to guard it like it's gold bullion, because it is. You can't get it back again. You know, so who can you do without? Who have you been spending time with that may be a total time waster or an energy drainer? And I just want you guys out there just to, I like to use guys because it covers everybody, but just imagine we're sitting around the back room of a Starbucks somewhere or a Denny's. We're just talking. We've all got our coffees, and we're just talking and just sharing ideas together. So that's what we're doing here. So look at what activities no longer work for you. What's happened in the last 6 months of this year that's not working? Stop doing it. If it's not working for you, if it's not helping you towards your goals, don't do it anymore. Where are you focusing your time and your efforts and your energy? Look at that. This is a great time, halfway through the year with 6 months left to go, to take inventory. And you've got to keep in mind that November, December, okay, so November, December are coming, and that's the last 60 days of the year. You've only really got July, September, October. You got 120 days, roughly, to put the pedal to the metal, to put it to the floor. Because November, December is our coma months. Everybody's in the space shuttle. I mean, you know, especially what you guys do, I mean, you know, people are busy. Women are busy. Women run the home. They're not going to have time to see you. You've got to know that. And you've got to know that it's not personal. But if you know it and you've been in this business for X number of years, it's just like school season. It's like if you're in a restaurant, you know that you're hiring for summertime, you know, in March or April. You're hiring and you're training staffing for summertime, and you're hiring to know that those people that are employed by you, they're gone August. They're going back to college. And that's the same mindset you've got to have, is you've really only got 10 months of the year. So you've burned through six already. You've got four more to go. November and December, it's not going to happen. So take score each week to see if you're going to make it or not. Okay, so I'm going to give you an idea as far as goal setting here. We've talked about goals before. Just to give you an idea. Okay, so you can use this as an analogy for work. Okay. All right, so I set a goal this year to hit 3,000 miles walking since May of 2012 by June, which is last month of this year. I took my current mileage that I had added up, and I added a pace of 35 miles per week, which was 5 miles per day. I put this on my calendar so I could see where I was weekly, and it was in, like, all my smartphones everywhere, so I knew what it was. I looked at my calendar for yesterday, and I noticed that I had 2,917 miles as a pacer plus 35 miles for the week, which would have got me 2,952 miles by yesterday for 2 years and 2 months. What actually happened is I had hit 3,000 miles on Saturday, July 6th, and I knew that because Fitbit had sent me an email with a badge saying that I hit my goal, and so I got another badge for hitting 3,000 miles. So the reason for this is, thank you, Gia. The reason for this was because I had been pacing myself. The reason I hit it early was I had been pacing myself about 10 miles per day instead of 5 for a whole bunch of days, like in the last 2 months, because I knew what I had coming, and I cranked it up. So because I had accelerated the pace, I hit it early. So you have to constantly be course correcting to know where you are. When I first started using the Fit 26 months ago, I was only doing like 3,000 steps a day. Then I increased it to 10,000, then to 15,000, then to 16,000, and now pretty much 20,000 per day. So I knew what I had to do, and it's the same thing in sales. Okay? You have to know what your numbers are. I've talked about this before. You've got to know what your numbers are every day. You know, how many sales you've got to make. I know how many phone calls I have to make. I know what I get paid. I know how much money I make per phone call. And it's all about ratios. So you've got to know, so you've got to be able to look back at the last 6 months of the year. And this is a report card. You've just got to be honest with yourself. There's no BS in here. You've got to know, what did I do and what didn't I do the last 6 months? For my business, you are in business for yourself. You're not in business for Pat or Gia or anybody else. You are the CEO of your own business. You've got to be honest and look back at it. So maybe that's not maybe. So that's why it's so important to me that this time of the year is to look back. You've done 6 months. You've got 6 months more to go. And really, realistically, you've only got 4 months. So it's summertime. The kids are off school. But, man, you've got to hit this thing as hard as you can for the next 120 days if you want to hit your goals. I've got to do it. You've got to do it. It's just how things are. It's just the nature of it. So the next thing I want to talk about is balance and the 8 areas of your life to see if, okay, if you think of your life as 8 areas, it's a wheel. It's the wheel of life. And if you have areas in your life that are out of balance, then your wheel of life is going to thump. It's not going to roll because a wheel that's got like flat parts in it is out of balance, and that you want to look at your life and make sure that everything is in balance so that things flow. So the 8 areas, and like I said, if you want, you don't have to take notes. I have these already written out for you. To me, the most important areas, number one is faith. Faith is first, then family, then career, and then health, education, travel and fun, hobbies, and philanthropy. So those are the 8 areas that what you want to do is take a look at these areas every 2 to 4 weeks and see where you're at. Give yourself a report card, just like with looking at your business. See where you are every 2 to 4 weeks. Take a score. Take your pulse in these areas and see how you're doing along with your business. Go ahead and see where you're at in this.
Okay. No, I think that what you're saying is like perfect timing. I do know that a lot of representatives right now, you know, they might think this is a time to like sit back and it's the summer and take it easy. And that is not the case because before you know it, September is going to be here. So, you know, this is great information that you're giving.
Thank you so much. You just have to know it's coming, and it's like every year. It's here. You have to be ready for it. So you've got to be out there networking your brains out, meeting new people. It's the old thing. You've got to be like monitoring your pipeline every day. Like my thing is, how many people am I putting 10 people in my pipeline every single day? I mean, are you networking? Like I got an email from a guy today on LinkedIn, and everybody always asks me, how do you make money on LinkedIn? Oh, my gosh, it's not easy, but it's there. So this guy sends me an email off of LinkedIn. We're in the same group. We're in a dental group, and I work a lot with dentists. This guy does search engine optimization stuff with dentists. And this guy emailed me, and he wants to connect. I'm like, his phone number was in the email. I called him today. We have a phone call set up for 11 o'clock on the 11th. That's how to remember things. It's at 11 on the 11th. So we're perfect power partners. It's just like, it'd be like, if I was an Avon rep, I would know intimately in a 50-mile radius all the wedding planners, you know, with makeup and perfume and all that. Are you kidding me? Those are my power partners. I mean, those would be like my girlfriends from hell, just like all over the place. And just that's who I would be power partnering with, is I would have this monster network of wedding planners and travel agents and just people that can send me business and vice versa. And it's about giver's gain. And it's just how my brain rolls, is I would want to connect with them. Okay, so, so I'm going to start a new thing this month. It's called This Month's Smartphone Tech Tip. So this one is...
What is it called again? I'm sorry. It's called what?
Okay. This Month's Smartphone Tech Tip, T-E-C-H tip, for your smartphone. This is an awesome one. I've got a gazillion of them, all right? But this one rocks, okay? Use your smartphone to remind or tell you what to get when you get to a certain store or location or to drop off. So here's an example. Like both the Android and the iPhones, you can tell them to remind you, let's say you're at Dollar Tree and you want to get mustard and relish or hot dogs. Okay, when you're at Dollar Tree at a certain location at a certain Dollar Tree, because you put the address into your phone, they'll remind you that you've got to get these three things. Every time I go to Dollar Tree, I forget mustard and relish. And so I had to make the phone smarter than John. Because the phone is not as old as I am, so it's got a better memory. Take advantage of it. Or let's say you're in a certain area. Let's say you get, this is great for you guys. So there's a salon you would drop off some catalogs to, and every time you go in that area, you forget. So you schedule in your smartphone, your phone will remind you when you're at Angie's Nail Salon to drop off the catalogs. You can put that in your phone. And so what I'm offering to everybody tonight is those of you that are on the call, okay, if you'll send me a text and say, I want the free coaching, I'll give 30 minutes free of coaching, and I usually go long, so if I end up being an hour for free of coaching on whatever it is you want. It doesn't have to be tech stuff. It can be, because that's what I'm passionate about, like a goofball. I am such a geek. I love this stuff. I was born at the right time. So here's the problem and the pain. So you ever get somewhere and you forget something that you wanted, or okay, you leave without it and you remember it in 10 minutes after you left. So I hate when that happens. So I've been out, like I talked about, the mustard and relish for my locale hot dogs for days. So now I'm going to be near a Dollar Tree tonight, and I will not forget the mustard relish and the AAA batteries. So the solution is your smartphone has the ability to remind you when you get somewhere on the planet that you need something there. It's the coolest thing in the world.
That's so an awesome thing. That's an awesome tip. That was a very, very good tip.
So easy to do. It's puppy chow. I mean, the phones are, it's baked into the phones. And I see so many people that, and I want to say somebody very, very, very famous that used to use this phone basically as a phone and no calendar, and I gave them some advanced training on it. And everybody that has them, you get stuck in a rut. So it's really too bad. I'd be happy to train anybody out there on their smartphone, because there's just so much you can do with it. Here's another one I'll throw out there. There's an application that's free. It's called Evernote, started by a bunch of Russians out here like 15 years ago. And they used to come to my Palm Users group, and they would demo this app. And it was just for the laptop. It was just in the cloud. And I asked these guys to please make it for the Palm phone. This was back before the Palm was the phone, back for the handheld device. And they finally came out with it. So now it's on the iPhone. It's on the Android. It's on the iPad mini. It's on the iPad. This is so cool. So LinkedIn used to have this division called Card Munch. And you could take a picture of a business card automatically without touching anything on your phone, and it would throw it into LinkedIn. Well, now Evernote has Card Munch. And so when you have Evernote on your phone, you take a picture of all your business cards, and it chronologically puts them into Evernote, because Evernote is like the longest piece of butcher paper in the world, with date and timestamps on it. This will have a major impact on your business. So all those little stacks of business cards you have with rubber bands around them, I call those LSGI. Those are little stacks of good intentions. You don't have to worry about this anymore. You take a picture of a card. Like, I went on a walk yesterday with somebody from BNI for 2 hours. I knew who he was, but I took a picture of his card anyway, so now it's in Evernote. It's on my phone. It's in the cloud. I never have to worry about losing this guy's phone and email again. And I'm visual, so those of you that are, most of us are visual, this will give you a visual recall of that business card in your smart device. But it's only, Gio, when you don't use this stuff, that it's not a smart device.
Mm.
It's scary. So that's another tip of the day. Is using, so this thing with the business card in Evernote is just, it's a gift from God. It's amazing. It's, I've been using scanned biz cards for years. Now I switched over to this in Evernote because I can put, when I go cold calling out in the field, I've got my iPad mini stuck in my back. I put in the case, and so now it's behind me, stuck in my belt. I don't have to have anything in my hands. I go walking, I cold call, take a picture of the business card right there, make any notes. No more notes on the back of business cards. They're all right there in time, bam, chronologically. I know where I was. It'll even geotag it. It'll tag it with where it is. It's just, this is a free application. It costs you nothing. You've already paid for your phone.
That is awesome.
Thanks. So the reason I bring this up is because the same thing holds true in business. All right, so what was I talking about? Smartphone. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so the same thing holds true in business like Avon. Okay. You know how much you make on us. You talked about that before. Okay. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, talking about that. All right. So, okay, I skipped over something I want to talk about. All right. So, yeah, this slide was in the wrong spot. So, anyway, so that Evernote thing, so we're coming up on the clock. So, yeah, Evernote in a smartphone is just truly huge. Utilize your smartphone. And if you've got, to me, I like iPad minis better than an iPad because it's smaller, it's more ninja. Now, you guys probably have catalogs and stuff that you have for the ability, like in the cloud, right, Gia?
So again, I didn't hear that clearly, about the our campaign book?
Do you have your catalogs and stuff, like, in the cloud that you can put on an iPad?
They have a program that does that, but we have our website,
no,
and in our phones there's an app where you can load in your customers and you can take orders. But not where you can show a book, unless you go to your website.
Okay, so what's that app? That's an Avon app?
An Avon app for your phone. Yes, well,
that's
for your phone, but we don't have – there's one they're working on for that we can give out to our customers.
Well, what I would do – I know you I have a bunch of stuff online, so what I would do is if I was out in the field, I would have an iPad mini, and being able to get online – show people stuff online, then order right on your iPad.
That's awesome, too.
I mean, just take advantage of it, because you just go right to the website, because people want to do it now. They're never going to outdo it later. Just make it easy for people to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it does, the people, the ladies you talk to, your customers and prospects that are maybe thinking about the business, okay, if they're techie, they're going to see this, they're going to go, so this is all I got to do? Yeah, you walk around all day, you talk to people, and you open up your iPad mini, and you have them order. And then you get checks in the mail. It's called mailbox money.
It's so true. It's so, so true.
And the checks just show up. The campaigns happen. Avon makes the campaigns. The campaigns happen. The campaigns create mailbox cash. And then you're driving a different kind of a car, you're living a different kind of an Avon lifestyle, bam, bam, bam. It just all rolls downhill that way. So reiterating what I said earlier, anybody that's listening tonight, all you got to do is send me a text to 408-679-4050, no cost, no obligation. I just want to help out. It's easy for me to do half hour to an hour of free coaching on the phone with somebody because you're asking me questions. It's interactive, just like this. Gia, you got anything else for me?
No, that's basically it. I know that one thing you were leading up to, which you mentioned too, is that, we have to look toward where we're doing, what we're doing with our time. So if the, I 100% agree with you. The first 6 months you've been doing a lot of activity, but you haven't made any income, then you really have to evaluate what you're doing, and you need to try.
Well, you have
had
a good year.
Recommend.
You have, or you have kicked butt in the first 6 months, maybe. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to know what you've done.
Exactly. And you have to, or highly recommend, at least for the second half of the year now, to just get some good income producing activities. Because I think that's what happens, John. We start getting involved in activities, but they're not generating income for us. So we feel like we're running around in a circle doing a lot of time and not getting anywhere.
You bring up a good point. You talk about the activity word. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Being busy is not productive, is not effective. You have to be effective. So
mm-hmm.
You have to be belly to belly with somebody that can buy or somebody that can do the deal for you that's going to become your next GA or your next Pat McDowell. You've got to be able to know that, because a lot of people will say, well, I hear this in every industry. It's not just Avon. Well, I went out and I talked to this person, or I did this, or I was, I used to be in sales training, and people would be like, well, I'm getting ready to do it. I just wanted to, just shoot myself. You're getting ready? You've been getting ready for a year. It's like, when are you going to get out, put your labels on your catalogs, and get out and have your feet meet the street? They get so caught up in the script of it, and I'm getting ready. No. You've got to fit. Okay, Marshall Silver is he's like a magician and a great sales coach. He's a motivational speaker. Marshall Silver taught me like 20 years ago to fail forward fast. Okay, sales is the best reward of work in the world because you make a ton of mistakes. I make a mistake every single day, and I've been talking to people on the phone since I was 23 years old. When I was 23 years old, I remember the first time I made a cold call. It was like when I was waiting on tables. My ears were red because I was so nervous. They were warm and red. They were probably like bright red, like a flashlight or something. And I was cold calling in a mall. I sold $250,000 from cold calling life insurance in a mall. One mall outside of Chicago. And Pat, if I was smart, I would have asked for referrals. I didn't know what the heck a referral was. I was just cold calling my brains out. But I liked
the cold
call. You
just went out there and you did it. But you did it.
I just went out. The guy says, John, you can open the door. He says, you can put your hand on the door, open the door, and eat, or you cannot open the door and starve. You make the call. If you don't go, you won't know. That's why I make phone calls, because I don't know. That's why, this guy on LinkedIn, I called him today. That's the hand of, you've got to look at it as, what is the hand of God? Okay, when God puts something in front of you, I had a guy contact me last Thursday, July 3rd, okay, the day before the 4th. I met this guy a year ago. Offers me a position that just could change my life, because I was out networking. And networking is huge. I mean, it's just so important. You've got to get out to the mixers. You've got to get out to the BNIs. If you guys are not hitting a mixer at least once a week, they're not going to find you. But it's a great place to have catalogs with stickers on them in your car, or maybe you put them on the table at the event. But you just got to get it out. You just got to be out there and make things happen.
I agree 100%.
Sales is the best rewarded hard work in the world, and it's the least rewarded easy work in the world. And I'm sorry, but we are all in sales on this phone call. That's just how things are in America. You call it what you want. Okay. Even an administrative assistant in a JOB, sales, every day she's on the line selling herself to her boss, to the customers. She wants a raise once a year. she's selling herself, because if she's not doing the deal, she's not going to get the raise. Because you get paid for the services you provide that you render. That's what you get a salary for. And in sales, it's that much better. Because there is no limit. Avon has no glass ceiling. There is no glass ceiling. And you wake up in the morning unemployed every day, yes. And you can, it's in your hands how much money you can make. It's how hungry are you? And you've got to be fearless. There is no fear. The only time to be afraid is when you're dead. I mean, you just got to forget all this stuff that's in your brain that people are going to say to you, because it never happens. I made a bunch of phone calls on 4th of July. I made 40 phone calls on the 4th of July, Gia. And I was,
wow,
like, doing all this mind stuff about people are going to be mad at me for calling. I didn't have one people get growly on the phone. 40 phone calls on the 4th to car dealers. No heartburn.
Perfect time.
Just
made the
call.
That's awesome. That's a perfect
time. Because dentists are closed on the 4th of July, but car dealers are open. And it's a qualifying call to see if they need my services or not. So I just call up, say I was real nice to them, wish them a happy 4th. Please put me on hold, and I'll hang up from there. Bam. Made my phone calls. Those are 40 calls I did not have to make during the week when Vito was there during golden time. I just made those calls when on Friday when everybody else was closed and those guys were open. So anybody wants some free coaching, here I am. You got my phone number. Send me a text.
Give your number out one more time.
408-679-4050.
Okay, that ends our call for today, for tonight. John, thank you so much again. John has put his number out there for free coaching. I would take him up on that if I was you, if you're on the line. John, thank you again.
You talked about intro. So this last month I got another award for being an ambassador of the year at my Chamber of Commerce. 3 years in a row. That's 4 years total I've been ambassador of the year. Some people are never even an ambassador. Thank you. Some people are never an ambassador. Some people are never ambassador of the month. Ambassador of the year 4 times, and I'm giving out my wisdom, my knowledge for nothing. Here it is.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that, and congratulations on that. 4 years in
a row.
That says a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. We're going to end the call now, and everyone, we hope to see you again on the 14th of July for the roundtable. Everyone, have a good evening.
Mr. Spock,
thank you again.
Used to say from Star Trek, live long and sponsor, you guys. Live long and sponsor.
Live long and sponsor. I love it. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Night, ladies. And Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.